From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The federal government is applauding the decision by a U.S. District Court judge to suspend key parts of Arizona's new immigration law that takes effect at midnight. But Arizona Governor Jan Brewer says the state is filing an expedited appeal.
We knew, regardless of what happened today, of course, that one side or the other side was going to appeal. So this begins the process.
Members of Arizona's immigrant community, meanwhile, are celebrating the ruling. Peter O'Dowd of member station KJZZ is in Phoenix.
There were cries of joy at Arizona's state capitol in Phoenix when members of a 100-day vigil heard that Judge Susan Bolton had answered their prayers. Parts of SB 1070 will still take effect tomorrow. However, Bolton's ruling put a hold on segments that opponents were most adamant about. That includes a provision that required immigrants to carry their papers at all times, and another that required officers to check a person's immigration status while enforcing other laws. Lawyers for the state had said the law was constitutionally sound, and it's expected the case will be appealed. For NPR News, I'm Peter O'Dowd in Phoenix.
Pakistani authorities suspect a passenger jet that crashed in Islamabad today had veered off course in heavy cloud cover and rain. All 152 people aboard the flight from Karachi were killed. It's said to be the worst accident in Pakistan's aviation history. President Obama is pushing the Senate to approve a series of measures to spur the creation and growth of small businesses. Mr. Obama says the government needs to do more to encourage the creation of small businesses, calling them the backbone of the U.S. economy. The president is calling for small business tax breaks and a $30 billion fund to serve as seed money for loans. Orders for big-ticket manufactured goods have fallen, according to the latest numbers from June. But as NPR's Paul Brown reports, most of the drop is in demand for aircraft, and there are some bright spots.
Demand for durable goods may be down by 1%, but the government's figures show capital spending up, a good sign for the future. And the important manufacturing sector is driving economic recovery. The economy still worries millions of people like New Yorker Evan Peterson.
I think it stinks. Everything just seems to be falling apart.
Fellow New Yorker Robert Steinkraus is a little less bleak.
You know, you hold off purchases, you hold off on vacation, so everybody's sort of, you know, in a wait-and-see mode.
But Karsten Thoma from Germany says he does lots of business in the U.S. He prescribes a dose of confidence.
I think it's better than expected, and we should believe in that. Otherwise, we'll make it worse.
Paul Brown, NPR News.
Still, investors on Wall Street aren't necessarily believing in it. The Wall Street indexes fell today. The Dow lost 39 to close at 10,497. The Nasdaq fell 23 at 2,264. This is NPR News. The Natural Resources Defense Council has tested the water and says the nation's beaches continue to suffer from bacterial pollution that puts swimmers at risk. As NPR's April Fulton reports, the Obama family may want to check out the report before they head for vacation.
The first family is very pointedly heading to the Gulf Coast for vacation next month. And Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour says the water's just fine. But a lot of the region's beaches are closed or have swim advisories. In fact, 10 times as many as last year. Nationwide, about 7% of beach water samples violated health standards in 2009. That's remained steady for the last couple years, the report says. But that percentage is likely to go up once the full impact of the Gulf oil spill is known. Around the country, Minnesota, New Hampshire, and California have some of the cleanest beaches. But beaches in parts of Florida, Maine, and Mississippi are among the dirtiest, the report says. Swimming in polluted waters increases the risk of rashes, pink eye, and hepatitis. April Fulton, NPR News.
A fourth Republican senator has broken ranks with GOP colleagues to support the confirmation of Elena Kagan as Supreme Court Justice. Olympia Snowe says Kagan meets her standards for the high court and has a reputation for a sound judicial temperament. The Senate is expected to vote next week. Congress has approved changes to sentencing laws for cocaine convictions. The old law sent tens of thousands of people, mostly African Americans, to prison for crack cocaine possession and gave more lenient sentences to those caught with the same amount of the drug in powder form, mostly whites. The so-called Fair Sentencing Act narrows the disparity. It heads to the White House for President Obama's signature. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.